Live from Indianapolis, Indiana, welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the eve of the NBA draft. Tomorrow night, the NBA draft, the landscape, as me and Jonathan have said in past years, the landscape will change tomorrow night. Victor Wembanyama, most likely the number one pick overall, barring something crazy happening. But we got the draft tomorrow night. We are heavy on NBA tonight. Myself and my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, JB, we are on the eve of the NBA draft.
Hey, man, the NBA draft is special. It's special for me, man, because not only, you know, saying something that I kind of like cover from a personal standpoint, like, you know, 6 months before the draft even starts. But it's like, actually, Brandon, this is the first time you ever invited me to, you know what I'm saying, onto the show with Crossroads Sports to talk about the NBA draft. So I like I said, man, I've been studying the draft as crazy as it sounds. As soon as the NFL draft was done, I was putting out content about us talking about the NBA draft getting to this point. And like tonight, here we are. And like I said, man, I know we take some calls tonight. People will be asking, you know, if, who the Pacers going to pick or who, you know, who their favorite team's going to pick. There's outside of San Antonio, there's probably, you know, saying a little bit of leverage at all the picks. But like, man, I can't wait to, you know, chomp into, you know, the NBA draft, man. Because Brandon, that's like I said, man, that's what brought me to the table, Crossroads Sports.
Yeah, I'll have to find that episode if I can do a little retro episode, bringing you on that first episode. I'll have to take a look to see if I can find it. It should be on here, so I will. I'll go back and through the database. Yeah, very much heavy NBA draft news, heavy NBA offseason news, trades, rumors of signings. We've got all that and more to talk this evening. We also got a little U.S. Open recap. U.S. Open golf was this past weekend, prime time. The Los Angeles Country Club. Yeah, some mixed emotions on the course itself. It wasn't as hard as what it was supposed to be. We've got that. We've got baseball. Hey, don't look now, but my Cincinnati Reds and Coach Mike Fleck, Cincinnati Reds, have won 11 straight. We won another one today. 11 straight wins for this team. They haven't done it since 1956. Count them up, baby. Every day, another check mark off that list. Reds right now, game and a half up on the Brewers. So yeah. Reds are hot. Speaking of golf, as I missed over my notes here, tomorrow we're going to have some cool content tomorrow. And then coming out in the following days, Jonathan, myself and you tomorrow will be at the Ball State golf outing. Tomorrow, they put it on the Facebook live feed right here. Ball State University golf outing, University Athletics golf outing dinner benefiting the Ball State University golf program. Raising money, Ball State golf. Great time out there tomorrow. We're going to be at Winchester. Myself and John are going to go up to Ball State with Coach Fleck in the morning. We're going to film some content there, get some pictures and stuff of the Performance Center, the EY Center tomorrow morning. So we're excited for that. And then going over there, we're going to have Jonathan. Jonathan's going to have a golf swing by the end of the day, people, tomorrow. He will have a complete golf swing by the end of the day. So, but we're going to go out there. We're going to hit golf balls tomorrow on the course. We're going to have some food. Going to have some drink. We're going to be mingling. Yeah, Crossroads is going to be live tomorrow. I'm very excited for that as well. So we'll hit that also at the end of the show. And then we'll talk also at the close to the end of the show, John. We've got that WWE, man. The Bloodline storyline took another captivating turn on Friday night. Oh my God, I texted you as soon as I saw it because I ain't ever listen. I've seen different versions.
Brandon, I told you they was gonna do some more super kicking.
Bro, I've seen some super kicks, a la Shawn Michaels, a la Chris Jericho, out of all these people. I ain't ever seen somebody take a super kick to the face like Roman Reigns did from the Twins. My God. That was a... He
man, it's
took
pretty, it's, yeah, it's, I knew that first time when everybody, you know what I'm saying, when they did it, what was that, Night of Champions? The
yeah.
first time they did it, a couple weeks ago, man, when everybody kind of started turning on one another, I said, dude, this ain't going to be the last time. Because... That's because it was on necessarily on foreign soil, but like man, kind of what cause that's what it was. Like you gotta have they want the Americans want to experience that moment, man. So that saga continues with Roman Reigns and you know what I mean, and rightfully so, and the Usos, man, it's brought me back into WWE, man. I like it.
Main event, Jey Uso, you out, and I'm out too. Bam, the super kick to the face. Oh, man. Priceless.
I mean, I watched about five times, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then when Roman tried getting up and that super kick came, that had almost just as much pop as the first one did. But, hey, how about WWE? WWE actually, Fastlane will be coming here. The pay-per-view in October will be coming back to Indy. First time since the last one I was at back in 2014. And that was the one where the Shield broke up. When Rollins hit Ambrose, or no, Roman in the back with that steel chair, and that started that whole heel turn. So, yeah, it's going to be cool times. So, all right, John, very cool. By the way, we'll talk in the show. I did watch the first episode of Walking Dead, Dead City, so I got a good review for that.
Okay, we'll hear about that.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, I won't ruin it then, but I'll give a little sneak peek on some stuff.
Sounds good.
Because I'll just say this. There's a villain. This guy seems more ruthless than what Negan was. And he came,
Brandon,
and he came from...
People real, they got you back in already, huh?
John, he was in Negan's army back in the day. It's a familiar face.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Now you got me interested.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just cool because I was, you know, you're going to New York City and all of a sudden you just see a pitch black New York City that's been overgrown, overtaken, and it's just like cool. I mean, my God, at the end of the episode they were showing previews, and they're having to do something in Madison Square Garden, and MSG is just overgrown and just so cool to see. All right, NBA, John. NBA draft tomorrow night. Quick note, the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets are ready, quote ready, to take Brandon Miller tomorrow night at the number two pick, which we expected. It came down to just two guys, Brandon Miller or Scoot Henderson. It's more looking like Miller is going to go number two, Scoot Henderson three, unless barring trades, which... Man, the trade circuit, John, is just going crazy right now because Portland's trying to trade the pick at three, but Dame and them say we want to get value. We want to get a veteran player and don't draft. And I saw you post something on Twitter about Portland that Dame Lillard shouldn't have been surprised back when they drafted Shaedon Sharpe.
Right, and so like he's saying youth movement. So like Damian Lillard, they fired Terry Stotts. They gave Damian Lillard a double bag to stay, and they got him a coach that he's comfortable playing for. But like you still got Anthony Simonson, you got Shaedon Sharpe. So like, did you think when they traded away CJ McCollum, like that's what he's asking for now? He's asking for them to trade for CJ McCollum to come back. He wants another veteran. Got it. Like, they had to shed contract. Remember, everybody forgets about that part. They had to shed CJ McCollum's contract because, why? They gave Dame all the money. Dame signed all the money. Then damn what, Dame? You stay your ass in Portland. That's what I say, Dame. Keep your ass in Portland, man. Play with Shaedon Sharpe. And eventually Shaedon Sharpe will come around. I get Dame was, like, what, 33, 34?
Right.
I get it. He's a little long in the tooth. But, hey, guys are playing longer now. But like the best available player, like in my mind, if I mean they technically need another wing, but I get it. Brandon Miller's not on everybody's timetable, but Brandon Miller and Shaedon Sharpe, like man, I you might have the time to think about that, you know what I'm saying, 3-4 years from now. But, Brandon, if he leaves in a trade to go ring chase, that's what he'll be labeled as from me, a ring chaser, Damian Lillard.
Ooh, ring chaser Damian Lillard, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else is doing it, so why not, right?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know. LeBron James not a ring chaser. LeBron James came into the league and they said you have to be as great as Michael Jordan. Now, by hook or by crook, because he was on lackluster organization, he had to do some, you know, some finagling, but like not ring chaser.
Right,
not him.
Right.
Kevin Durant, your guy, ring chaser. How's that gonna work? I know, Brandon, I'm shifting gears. How's that gonna work, Brandon? Bradley Beal? Who's gonna play on the team? They got 5 guys. I thought you needed 8 for at least for a rotation. And
that
I think you need 15 for a roster. So Bradley Beal and Booker. They're the same guy. They're the same kind of player. So who's setting the screen? Who's getting the block? Ayton? Powdy Ayton? He wants to score. That's what his problem playing for.
He may not even be there.
Well, Ayton's problem playing for the last coach is that he wanted to, right, but you're right, he might even be there. So, like, what are they doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for those, and we can go straight to that. For those that didn't know or may have been living under a rock, the Wizards traded Bradley Beal to the Suns for Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and 2 multiple second-round picks. Chris Paul, Wizards are not going to ship Chris Paul just for nothing. They'll hold on to him until they want to move him. And old CP3's butthurt thinking that Isaiah Thomas had something to do with the trade since he's buddy-buddy with the new owner of the Sun.
And Brandon, James Jones better be looking behind his back, bro. James Jones, and he'll be good if he does get fired, but, like, James Jones, who would fire – come on, man, who would fire Monty Williams? Who would really fire – Monty Williams was really unhired for, like, 3 weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Monty Williams, so, like, they're telling him to do all these moves, they being mad at Sheba, they being – it makes sense now, doesn't it? It's the same guy who blew up the CBA. This sounds like an Isaiah Thomas move, man. Bird, he doesn't understand – like, because, like, he just understands that you got to get talent out there and the talent to win. Well, guess what, Isaiah and Matt? You're going to be paying for it if that's what you want, because they still got to figure out – man, they got to figure out the rest of the roster spots. And I don't think they think that – both those guys, Booker's don't play point guard the whole season?
That was one of the worst trades, John. Like, Bradley, you trade CP. I understand trying to clear up some money a little bit, but you bring Bradley. Yeah. That I sent you a text. That for sure does not win you a championship.
Man, how the hell did he finagle a $200 million max dollar contract? He wasn't a max guy. Bradley Beal, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, is Victor Oladipo without being hurt, right? I'm not saying.
Probably a little better shooter.
If Victor didn't get hurt, you could say, hey, I will pay you $125 million, right, if Victor didn't get hurt. Bradley Beal, because the Washington Wizards aren't necessarily a destination place, the Wizards said, all right, man, we're going to give you an extra $75 million to stick around and be our franchise guy. Man, Bradley Beal, they're gonna win some games, but they gotta find some guys that are gonna do the dirty work in order to get them to the playoffs. Because this bunch right here, outside of Devin Booker, that bunch right there is like, are they gonna show up? We don't know. Kevin Durant.
They're not even gonna win their division.
He'll have a good 9-game streak, and then he'll be gone for a month or two. And that's
I don't have him winning their division at all.
Well, you don't have Kevin. You don't have Kevin Durant winning. Championship.
The draft, I mean, right now the Phoenix Suns are the third best odds at +700 to win the NBA title next year, which is crazy.
I don't understand. They beat the Denver Nuggets 1 game in the playoffs.
Some would say they got worse. I thought they got worse from this trade.
It depends what kind of other ancillary parts that kind of come around, man. You know, but I'm saying, like, the ancillary parts is going to be around. It's like, what, a lamb? You know what I mean? Guys like that. You know, guys making, like, 1.5 or even G League guys. or guys on 2-way, 10-day contracts.
Right. Rumor is that by tomorrow night of the draft, and it may happen during the day tomorrow while we're at this golf outing, Zion Williamson might not be a New Orleans Pelican anymore. Portland is interested in him, pairing him out there with Lillard. Is that enough with the number? I mean, you got to trade the 3 pick to New Orleans, but
right.
Do you take a chance if you're Portland with Zion? I mean, with the way his health's been?
Man, doesn't Zion Williamson sound better than Paige Siakam? If he plays, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, if he plays.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
So that would be, but I don't know, man. Zion Williamson, his whole worst name right now, off the court is real sketch right now. His own court is sketch. You know what I mean?
Adam Silver had her Twitter account banned. He had enough. He pulled her Twitter account. You know Adam Silver had something to do with that.
Well, I thought he was going to have to make a call into the Duke University and call one of the lawyers, man.
Oh, he made you a know, call in, all right. He made it to Elon Musk.
Call Jay Billis' name and get Myra Moore off my, you know what I mean, off my rear end.
Right.
No pun intended.
No, I think he made a call to Elon Musk to have that Twitter account pulled because she's not on there anymore. But, yeah, we'll see. Portland's also wants, and I don't know how they would do it, but they want to make a trade for Bam Adebayo. I don't think they got the pieces for that trade unless they trade the 3 pick.
Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, they want Portland. Portland wants Bam Adebayo if they can't get Zion, and it would include the number 3 pick. It would include another wing, Simmons. Is it Anthony Simmons? No. And somebody else. Would go down to Miami.
What would Pat Riley do? What would Pat Riley do with a top 3 pick?
Oh, dangerous. Scoop up Wembanyama.
I was going to say somehow scoop up
Miller?
Joel Embiid or Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
If he can get to 3. That'd be interesting. But I thought he's done enough to stay in Miami. You know?
I thought this finals he did. I don't see them wanting to get rid of them. I think it's Portland's just trying to throw stuff out there and see what sticks and if they can get
juice
anything. A lot of people making a lot of nonsense out of nothing. Draymond Green opts out of his contract. Listen, people, he's reworking his contract, make more money with the Warriors. He's staying there. He's not leaving. I thought the media did a bunch of huff-buff the other day about it, and it was not needed at all. He'll be a Warrior.
Yeah, he's probably going to stretch this out to 2 or 3 more seasons, probably 2. What those terms look like will affect what Klay Thompson does after next year. If he's sticking around, you know what I'm saying? So, Draymond Green's going to be a Warrior. Who's going to put up with Draymond Green's antics? Plus, Draymond Green is like a de facto leader, vocal leader, because Steph is a little bit vocal, but Steph's more so key so into his game and then what kind of is going on the floor. Who's the vocal leader? Who's always the one after the game breaking down what happened? You know what I mean?
Draymond partying with LeBron.
Jimmy Buss is not having that. See, I always, Brandon, I always go back to ownership. Jimmy Buss is not having that. She's not having that.
Right.
Magic Johnson, a Michigan State alumni, couldn't vouch enough for Draymond.
Magic doesn't know what day of the week it is.
Damn.
Sorry. There's your hot take. You can paste it.
But you're getting Paul George. They're getting Paul George next. Yeah.
Speaking of Paul George, the Clippers are gauging Paul George's trade value. Rumor is the Blazers and the Rockets are both suitors.
I thought about Brandon. Paul George, I mean, think about it, man. He's got some, I mean, could he get to Miami? You know? What would that look like? Could he get to Miami? Do you want him? I know y'all don't want him back here with the Pacers.
I think I could see him better in Dallas.
Man, don't let him go down there with that hot mess. What, they going to trade pick 10?
Yeah,
you don't trade pick 10 to get Paul
the 10th
George.
Pick. The 10th pick
Mark
will Cuban. Go, and Yeah.
Yeah, because you know why? They can't trade. There's no trade value with Kawhi Leonard. I know. That's
right.
That's going to sound like shade.
It's not.
But there's no trade value with Kawhi Leonard. It's not.
Would you take him back here?
I just said that, man. Paul George, nah. He said he has love for Indiana, the organization, not so much. That means Larry Bird, as long as Larry Bird is around, or whoever lied to him, Pritchard, he ain't coming back.
I mean, he's not even on the videos. He's not on the legacy video at the beginning. There's no pictures of him in the halls there in the media area.
They should do a Tyler Hero for Paul George, man.
I about threw up in my mouth listening to that. The Mavericks don't want a veteran. They do want a veteran. So that's why I thought it makes the most sense if they can get Paul George, give up that 10th pick to the Clippers. Clippers are also trying to clear up some cap. I mean, they got to make room for Chris Paul if they're going to get Chris Paul out there. And
Chris Paul and Westbrook going to play together?
I don't even know if – Westbrook may be a Miami Heat next year. He's crazy enough to fit in with the crazies down there on South Beach.
It sounds good, man. But like the Heat culture says, you have to acquiesce to the team.
Is he crazy enough to take a veteran minimum and go to Phoenix with KD?
Brandon, and play for Frank Vogel? Nah, man. He's not playing for Frank Vogel. Oh, he
already,
got into it, I thought.
Yeah, they already played. They already played together. Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to think of it. The Lakers are looking to trade the 17th pick tomorrow night. I don't know why you'd want to trade the pick.
I knew it.
I mean, right now in the mock, this mock doesn't go to
it's
it.
It's big.
But
it's a big. You could get like Trace Jackson Davis, or even Jordan Hawkins. Even Jordan Hawkins should be around there. The kid from UConn. I don't have him that. I mean, I got him high. I don't have him that high. You know what I mean?
I would take, since you're not really fond of D'Angelo Russell there anymore, it sounds like he's going to be moving on. Why not go after, like, Jalen Hutchinson? I think that'd be a great fit for the Lakers.
Because they don't want to play with young guys, man. But, Brandon, you know what? You didn't hear the early rumor? I know. We hadn't touched. I didn't tell you about this because I don't believe much. I do believe a little bit that our guy might be playing Fat Harden. Might be a Laker.
No. That's not
the
latest. The latest I got is that he's likely returning to the Sixers.
But James Harden got, what's his name, like MVP numbers, man. He came in a little bit focused. I get it that him and Doc kind of blew up there at the end. But maybe they're saying that, I mean, it's a 2% chance. I think James Harden ends up back in Houston, but it's a 2% chance.
I think he stays in Philly.
You think so? I don't think. Yep. Man, people have been texting me all weekend, all day today. I'm going back to Damian Lillard. I don't think Damian Lillard ends up in Philadelphia at all. Period. Okay, right. But you're right. I think James Harden is a chance because Daryl Morey loves him in general manager in Philadelphia. I mean, he loves him. But they also love him down there in Houston. So I think he's playing. I think it's still going to be Houston. But it's probably 50-50, really.
The Bulls have a high price tag for Zach LaVine. Mm. Multiple first-round picks in a young player or one first-round pick in a high-end player. That's too much value for Zach LaVine?
So you're saying D'Angelo Russell and pick 17? Because he ain't getting no multiple first-round picks, that's not happening, man. Zach LaVine.
I'm not a Zach LaVine guy. I'm not.
No, he's
I don't know why. I never have.
Hey, man, I liked him in college at UCLA.
Cancer.
He only stayed there for so long, and he didn't play long anyway. As our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, calls him a professional bad shot taker. That's what he calls Zach LaVine, man.
He ain't the only one. He's just like Michael Porter Jr. They both have shoot the same amount of horrible shots.
Yeah, they overpraised that. Fantastic in the front, and you know, saying fantastic in the full court though.
Yeah, he can score, but he also when you shoot 35 shots a game, but he's got that attitude, like he's trying to be like Kobe. He's got that attitude, but he's nowhere near it. You know, like He just looks just on the court. The way he gives off the court, I don't know. It's always rubbed me the wrong way. I've never been a Zach LaVine fan, so as far as I go, I don't care. He could go play for the Charlotte Hornets and never ever be heard from again. So
damn, it might happen.
It could. Your Celtics. A couple things with the Celtics. They have no interest in DeAndre Ayton.
Wow.
They've worked out a possible trade to get Kristaps Porzingis from the Wizards, Malcolm Brogdon. See you again. This would be, by the way, eighth coach and eighth team for Malcolm Brogdon.
Brandon, but they really just traded a head case for another head case, man. Kristaps Porzingis
You don't like the unicorn there?
Man, how many teams has he played on, Brandon? Phil Jackson.
He'll dress up as the little leprechaun.
Man, they still got them YouTube videos with him getting punched out when he was over in Serbia or somewhere. That was during COVID. That was horrible, man. He got two pieces. He got two pieces by somebody 5'10". Anyway, man, we're talking about the labor. They got him to be a spark, man. It's a good move because maybe a surreal and winning culture that is the Boston Celtics and how that is from top to bottom, from ownership all the way down to the players, right, and the people who sell the popcorn, right. Porzingis in a small increment can be a special kind of player. Malcolm Brogdon, man, for a guy who was one-time rookie of the year, I could get it, man. He has gotten a lot of opportunities, man, but he's come up short in the stick. A lot of opportunities didn't get him. Came up short here in Indiana. Came up short in his season and a half with the Boston Celtics. They said they were done with it already. They said they were sick of it already and shipped it out, man. So now he is on another team, man. So I wish both parties well. Both of them are still somewhat like head-scratching projects. Porzingis will add depth, right, behind Al Horford, or potentially even, you know what I'm saying, sneaking some starts right next season. I can't necessarily say, let's put a crown on them just yet now because they got Porzingis. But, you know what I'm saying, the best, as long as you have, as a team, if you got great players, and he is one, when he's healthy, as long as you got great players on there, your odds of winning a championship intensify. So it's definitely a step in the right direction for the Boston Celtics.
Let's look local. Indiana Pacers, John. Pacers earlier today made a trade with the Nuggets, world champion Nuggets. They traded the 29th and the 32nd pick, first round and the early second round pick. Traded both of those picks to the Nuggets for the Oklahoma City Thunder's worst 2024 first round pick and the 40th pick of this year's draft. So they back up 8 spots in the second round. Kevin Pritchard said he's not going to have all 5 draft picks. We knew there was going to be some movement going around.
Right.
It was kind of a head scratcher for me, John, that you're trading two first round picks and you're getting a draft pick that's the worst of the other teams that's going to be at the tail end. So hold your breath, DK. I told you, shit gonna go down. KP's already starting to make it go crazy. I wasn't really a fan of this, even though I know we weren't gonna draft all 5, but I wasn't really a fan of it.
But you smelling the OG Anunoby?
No. He ain't leaving. Raptors aren't getting rid of him. They just said today.
Really?
Yep.
I just assumed the Raptors was in tank mode, and I would assume that whatever signing trade possibilities they could get themselves into the lottery, you know what I mean, they would be ready and off, you know what I'm saying? Usually it's hard to, like, trade within your own conference, you know what I'm saying, division and whatnot. So, but, you know, if you tell OG Anunoby staying, Van Fleet ain't, you know?
Right. So, Jonathan Birdsong, before we get after that, I got to ask you, it's 7 o'clock. We're 25 hours away from the draft starting. We'll be heading home or getting close to home after the golf outing tomorrow.
Right.
The Indiana Pacers, 7th pick. Do they draft? Do they trade? And if they draft, who is your, you're the GM, you got the GM hat on. Who are you taking now, all these months, all these days of prepping, who are you taking if you take somebody with that seventh pick?
All right, here, I'm going to give you these consolations, man. If Jairus Walker and Cam Whitmore are already off the board, right, if those two things, if those two things happen, they're already off the board, you trade down, you trade with Dallas. You hear me? You trade down with Dallas at 10, you know what I'm saying, plus other assets because, you know what I'm saying, future assets. Because, like, you're right, that boneheaded crap, you gotta rectify that from 2024. I don't know what the hell that is. So you tell Dallas, hey man, you move up so y'all can pick whoever y'all want at 7. They're gonna pick Derek Lively, whoever. You're gonna pick 10. You're gonna pick the kid from UCF. That's who you pick because that's who's gonna be there, Hendrickson. Because
so you're trying to get more value out of it, Hendricks. You're trying to get more value at Hendricks
right.
at 10 than you would
only
at 7.
Only if Walker or Whitmore aren't there at 7, which potentially
well, there's a rumor. There's a rumor within the last 20 minutes or so that there are some people that have Whitmore that apparently Whitmore could be sliding all the way down to number 10.
Okay, well, I get that. So now that's a lot of chatter. Now what I saw of what him playing at Villanova, what I saw him and what I know about what kind of scouts that I do know, I got Whitmore still somewhere sliding between 4 and 7. I don't have Whitmore going past 7. If the Pacers see him at 7, there's no way like they would make that deal with Dallas. You know what I'm saying? There is potentially maybe he's an offensive kind of player though. So like, do you want to add that? Do you want to add that more offensive? You know what I'm saying? Potency to your team, or do you want a more defensive? Like, you remember Brandon Bass from Cleveland?
Yeah,
remember
from
Brandon
LSU.
Bass?
Yep.
But that's what Jairus Walker. That's kind of how I got him. That's how I kind of seen a Brandon Bass kind of guy, man. I get it, man. That's not necessarily all star level. No.
That's kind of interesting. I kind of see him as like a Paul Millsap. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but you know that body, but he can score though. Jairus Walker can score better than Brandon Bass, but I'm saying I'm just looking at the body type. You know what I'm saying? But the same body type as Paul Millsap, right?
Yeah, he's 6'6", 248.
Yeah. Yeah. With Henderson, that kid, like he's almost like a little bit version of what we already have in Miles Turner, you know.
He
can shoot.
I've got written down just watching. I compared him to I get Antoine Jameson of the past or like a Jeremy Grant type.
Okay. But he can rebound, so he has a
nose. And he's a defender, which we need, because those Pacers gave up 140, 150 points. Given that extra defender with Miles,
So Jairus Walker's gone, man. That's your guy. But if Jairus Walker is there or Whitmore, I don't think Whitmore is more offensive player. I think Whitmore, me personally, I think Whitmore ends up in Detroit.
Well, the comparison I have for Whitmore, and he's a little bit bigger than him, I believe, but I had Justice Winslow and Jerry Stackhouse.
But yeah, right. He's a little bit more bigger than those two guys. Yeah. But that's kind of like athletic tweener, small forward, power forward. That's exactly what he is.
Yeah. So it sounds like you got Jairus Walker as your number one, and the number two would be Hendricks, and then three would be Whitmore if you were to rank them.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to switch mine a little bit. I'm going to go.
Now, hey,
Hendricks.
No, Grady Dick. Grady Dick, go ahead.
Oh, I'll get to Grady Dick. I have Hendricks as number one for me for the Pacers. I just like the way he plays. That type that we've been trying to, we've been talking for how many years we wanted Jeremy Grant. We have a chance to get him. I compare him to Antoine Jameson. If we can get a quarter or half of Antoine Jameson out there, I think that will help boast the Pacers quite a bit. He's a big forward. He can shoot. He's got athletic upside. He's good. He could be a good floor spacing forward with Miles Turner out there. So I like that option if they don't trade up. There has to be something that's going to – I don't think the Pacers would be willing to – somebody asked me, do you see the Pacers trading up? I think the only way the Pacers would trade up is if they got Brandon Miller. That's the only way that they would trade up because they don't need Scoot. and they don't need the Thompson boys, and they don't need Anthony Black. That's all point guards.
Right.
But if they can go up there, get themselves a Brandon Miller at two, I think you do it. Maybe this is part of the trade that they made, John, so they have another first rounder next year to trade this year's first rounder. Could you see them trading three first round picks this year and then the next two for the next year for Brandon Miller? I could see it. But I see too much of LaMelo. I've heard too much of LaMelo and Brandon Miller working out together and yin and yang. So I think Taylor Hendricks is where the Pacers will go at seven. I will not be mad if they go Jrace, but I'll go Hendricks, Jrace, and then and Whitmore. I had a dream two nights ago. I woke up in a nightmare that the Pacers took Grady Dick at seven. I had a dream that we took Grady Dick at seven, and we also traded Miles Turner and Ben Mathurin. So that was an all-around nightmare. But I don't. I know you like him. I don't want any part of Grady Dick. I don't. Not this team. We've had too many white guys on this team that it's failed, John.
Ain't that got nothing to do with being white, man. Nothing to got to do with being white. It's just the fact that we have a lot of other shooting. There's a lot of other premiums. Pacers got some shooting at premium, and don't they have to find a home for Buddy Hield? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Buddy Hield's his last year of his contract.
Yeah, and then the guy who had the second year slump. Oh my goodness, the kid from Oregon. I can't.
Duarte.
Yeah, Chris Duarte, man. So, if Grady Dick does show up at seven, you know, they do, like, you know what I'm saying, for possibility, they do, you know what I'm saying, go back, instead of drafting up, for some odd reason, draft back down. Grady Dick, and Brandon, like, the people love the shooters here, though, Brandon. That's the only thing. They like the shooters here, Brandon. He's a shooter, man.
He's not the guy from the Nuggets that just won the title. He's not him. And that's what we're going to try with Christian Braun.
No, he's not.
Christian
Braun.
Brown.
Oh, you talking about Christian Braun? Oh, he's a little bit more blessed than Christian Braun. Christian Braun's out there like Caruso. He's out there to get a hustle. and Christian Braun's out there. I don't know why. I don't know. Shame on us. I don't know why they didn't think Christian Braun couldn't shoot. Like Kansas. As much as I despise Kansas as a college basketball fan, like, hey man, they got some hoopers, man. We do know this, man. But
I just don't want him at seven. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, man. If we had seen more of him, it's a small sample size at Kansas, right? They had an early bounce out this year. You know what I mean? As well. He's the kind of guy that his offense could potentially be his best defense, man. Remember, man, it wasn't crazy, man. Nobody kind of lost their mind when Mike Miller, you know what I'm saying, from Florida came out and said, oh, man, he can't guard. You know what I mean? Or even Reggie Miller back then, he said, oh, man, who's he going to guard? So, man, you know, sometimes, man, you know, it's okay. Guys, if they give up, you know what I'm saying, 20 or so more points, but they also can give out 35, you know what I mean? But it might, but you're right. It would be a stretch for them to pick him at seven. You're right.
I've got the Pacers taking Sadongo in the second round at 40 from UConn. The big guy who won the national title.
Hey man, that dude got a motor, Brandon.
He would be a great Pacer, wouldn't he? I got him in the second round.
He got a motor, but I don't know, man, because his shot is This shot is uglier than
You don't need to shoot. Stay in the lane, baby. Just bang. That's all he needs to do.
His shot is uglier than Reggie's golf swing.
Oh. Hey, my prediction, Trayce Jackson-Davis, second round of the Spurs at 33.
Oh, I don't know about that, Brad. I don't think he makes it past the Golden State Warriors, whatever pick that is.
Really?
I think it's pick 19 or 17. I don't think he makes it past the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. Imani Bates, is he getting drafted?
You know what? Imani Bates had a great he got an invite to the workouts and you know what I'm saying, the pro league pro ram, and He got invited to a couple like workouts and whatnot. I think he's going to be a summer league player. If he does get drafted, Brandon, it'll be the tail end of the draft. I mean, you tell him the second, you know, second part of the draft. Brandon, like, just like, you know, who can he handle the ball? No, guards, whether they're shooting guards or point guards in the NBA, they got to handle the ball at some point. And like, he doesn't necessarily have a tight grip. And though he can shoot and extend the floor, and he can shoot from pretty much anywhere on the floor, he's a volume shooter, and he's not going to be, but he's a volume shooter at that level. But at the NBA, he's going to be, hey man, we need you to be a spot up shooter, and you know you're only going to get the ball maybe six times. You know what I mean? I don't know. So, is he a stasher? Yeah. Will he get drafted? I don't think so. Will he make somebody's G League? Probably. And we'll see him in the summer league and all that. But if he gets drafted, it'll be the second round.
I had somebody message me on Twitter a second ago. Says don't hate on that Pacers first round pick in 2024. It's gonna be in the 20s, and that's where they can select Bronny James Jr.
Oh my God. Oh man, LeBron ain't coming here.
Maybe that's what the goal is. We'll get it, Bronny, and then Bron comes here for 1 year. I think you set yourself up for like a Khalil Ware from Indiana.
Khalil Ware, potentially. Which one?
Booker.
Boozer son? Ain't there a Boozer son? No, there's no Boozer son coming out in 2024.
Not yet, but Xavier Booker from Michigan State.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm hearing his, yeah. I'm hearing his comparisons not as great. They're compared him to Larry Sanders.
Pros like Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders
they
kind
do.
Of flamed out.
He did. That's what
he
scared
kind of
me.
Out, yeah.
The Lakers. Tell me if you heard this before, John. The Lakers are still interested in Buddy Hield and Miles Turner for the 17th pick and more.
They're going to send us D'Angelo Russell, too? Man, don't nobody want that. I mean,
how many times are we going to keep hearing the Pacers and the Lakers for this? I think it's one-sided, too. I think it's only L.A. I'm hearing it from.
I think it is, too, man, because Buddy Hill actually lives, like, closer to Dallas, Texas than he does L.A., man. But, you know what I'm saying, they do need a shooter out there in L.A. If they want to do – I mean, 17, if they don't want to pick that guy, a young wing player at 17, which that's what they need, then let the Pacers – take all those like second rounders that Pacers still got and try to move up. That's what I say.
Yeah. The Jazz are looking to move up. They spoke to the Pacers and the Pistons for the 5 or the 7 pick. Currently right now the Jazz have the 16th pick in the draft tomorrow night. Pacers do not fall back that far.
Utah?
They want 7.
Would you take marketing?
Ooh.
Marketing, you tell him.
He'll be done with his military duty.
Damn. Finland is in military duty? Who they fight?
Didn't you hear that? He has to serve.
No,
so everybody after they turn the age of 18 from Finland, you have to serve 9 months in the Finland military.
Okay.
So after they got booted, their season was over, he went straight over there to serve. Shaved his head and everything.
Wow. I can't expect that, man. The Admiral did that too, man. But I can
expect
that.
Yeah, he's supposed to be back 2 weeks before training camp. I mean, he'll be shredded, trust me.
Brandon, I'm going to throw that back in your mind, man. Pick 7, Buddy Hield. For marketing, if they're not going to give us marketing, though.
And 16, that's where you can get Grady Dick then at 16.
There you go. Man, no, but, nah, man, there's probably not going to be no deal with Utah.
The Pacers report from Mark Stein. The Pacers are eyeing Harrison Barnes this offseason. I'd like the Harrison Barnes of the old, but I don't know if the current.
Don't the Golden State Warriors owe Harrison Barnes another good run back?
They owe him a ring. They owe him another ring. They do.
They owe Harrison Barnes. Man, Harrison Barnes was more loyal to Kevin Durant. This is what happened, man. You broke up with your girlfriend to get with your new girlfriend. She didn't even stick around. Kevin Durant.
Damn.
My old girlfriend. Okay. I mean, he had one bad series, man, and then I was like, oh, man, my old girlfriend is too ugly. I don't want him no more.
Right.
Come on.
He found something new in the mall.
Harrison Barnes.
Oh, but I don't want anything to do with him here in Indiana, John. I don't think you do either, sounds like. So.
No, I don't. Harrison Barnes probably needs to find, a more veteran type of
nice
ball
now.
Club. If John Moran and everything's kind of going smooth down there, and it's not, and you can kind of see him taking over, we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, with the kid that they excommunicated at, Dylan Baines, or Brooks, excuse me, has been kind of kicked out, and then he could kind of supply some stability there at that wing position for him. I'm kind of curious though, Brandon. I know you probably got something else on your list, man. What happens with the backcourt in Atlanta? They have Trae Young, and they have DeJounte Murray. And though I know we have these exotic backcourts and you know, saying three guard rotations now with teams, man, but like tomorrow I don't necessarily think there's going to be a lot of trades, but I expect there to be some trades.
And why did he leave? Why did he leave the Spurs anyways?
You know what, Brandon? People act like Coach Popovich ain't going to try to psych you out so that he can get you to the next level. Coach Popovich has been known to play head games with all the best of them that ever played, whether it was Steven Jackson, whether it was Tony Parker. Hell,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This motivating head games. Don't sit up here and act like Pat Riley doesn't have them. Don't sit up here and people act like, you know what I'm saying, that these other great coaches don't have them. But because they have these, it's L.A. and it's Miami. Like, Pat Riley kind of gets a pass. Like, everybody who ever played with Pat Riley, like, they say how hard it is to play and be, you know what I mean? You got to come in. It's a work. Yeah, it's a party after work. But, like, bro, when you get in here, it's work. So, the same thing kind of applies, you know. I don't know, Brandon. The world, the NBA world is going to implode. It's not going to implode, but like I said, I think it's going to be a lot more movement tomorrow than and maybe not necessarily superstar big names, but definitely some movement because people are just not necessarily happy with, you know what I'm saying, with their teams right now or with the players that they in the contracts that they have on the,
right.
with said players.
Kyle Kuzma has been linked to the Pacers and
don't do it.
The Rockets.
You wanted that.
Stay
man.
Away.
Hold on, Brandon. You wanted Kyle Kuzma at one point, man.
Not last.
For
no. Last year. Week's episode, I wanted the other guy.
Who's that?
I forget who we talked about last week's show, but I didn't want anything to do with Kuzma.
I don't think Kuzma kind of fits the community here because
because he dated a Kardashian. I mean, so did Tristan Thompson. He was a Pacer for 11 days.
Man,
people
he
forget.
Dresses very – like, where is he going to dress at? There's no tailor for Kyle Kuzma around here that's going
he
to –
He can stay at the Conrad.
He can stay at the Conrad. I'm talking about where is he going to dress at? He don't wear guests like regular pants, Levi's. He don't – you know what I mean? Where are we going to get him some clothes at, man?
Don't forget, I got a photo of Tristan Thompson in a Pacers jersey, so –
I don't know where Kuzma's going to finally, you know what I'm saying, fall at. It's going to be interesting if he goes to, like, another young upstart team like Orlando or if another team, like, finds some, like, some super cap space and he returns to, like, a contender, like, out west. It'll be interesting.
Gotcha. So let me give you some DraftKings odds right now for the draft tomorrow. Number one pick, minus 20,000, Victor Wembanyama going number one. So that's way huge odds. Brandon Miller, minus 500 to go number two. Scoot Henderson, minus 500 to go number three. Amen Thompson going minus 350 for the fourth. So these are some big ones that are pretty basically no doubters. The fifth pick's where it gets a little interesting. Asuer Thompson,
mm-hmm.
plus 150. Leads the way there. Jarace Walker second at plus 200 there. The sixth pick, Asuer Thompson, 185. At the Pacers pick, number seven, the The best odds right now are Taylor Hendricks at plus 180 and then Jarace Walker at plus 190 for the Pacers at 7. So that's kind of the odds right now as they sit. Looking at some of these over-unders for it as well. Jarace Walker's over-under is 6.5 for where he'll be drafted at. Taylor Hendricks is over under 8.5. I almost want to take Taylor Hendricks under 8.5. It's plus 105. I mean, my pick was Taylor Hendricks at 7 for the Pacers, so it'd be stupid for me not to put some money on this bet at plus 105 for being under 8.5. So
yeah.
I kind of like
nobody,
that.
Yeah. Nobody kind of knows where direction Houston's kind of going to go in.
Yeah.
Again, with rumors with James Harden coming back in, that means Jalen Green is probably on his way out, or somebody's on their way. You know what I mean, there's going to be some type. But like, if you they're going to draft like one of the Thompson twins, and they are guard, they're a taller guard, but like, and they're probably stashers too. Like again, both the Thompson twins are great athletic, you know what I'm saying, guys, but they're 2 years away from being what you want to see on you know, your team to impact it. I think that's why one of the Thompson twins, the pressure kind of they cut out his workout. He had a scheduled workout and it got canceled because like it's not going to fit. They already knew it's not going to fit. Like, dude, we got enough point guards here, you know. So, all is going to kind of be seen. So, you don't want if you want to stash your guy, I'm in Thompson. We'd want to stash at 4, and then like I said, maybe at 5, like Whitmore goes to 5, 6. Walker, and then maybe Henderson does fall to us at 7.
Will you get his name right? Quit saying Henderson. It's Hendricks.
What? I said Henderson.
It's just Hendricks. There's no son at the end of it.
I'm sorry, man. I'm thinking about that Allen Henderson drink, man.
Let's give the man some respect. If he's gonna be a Pacer, man, we gotta get him on the show. You gotta say his name right.
Well, we gotta jack up everybody's name right. You know what I'm saying? Before we get them on, man. So
I'll tell you who we won't jack up their name. And this guy we're getting ready to bring on the show, John, he's been sweating bullets. I know he is. He's feeling a little bit more uneasy. He's got that Pepto-Bismol ready after what happened earlier today with that Pacers head scratcher of a trade. Decon, you got that Pepto ready?
Fellas, man, I'm hurting, man. I talked to my guy today.
What you hurting about? There's no reason to hurt.
This is big, man. This is the summer of all summers, and we just can't mess it up, man. We've been talking about this. Think about it, baby. He's got no lean on things. I'm just, man. This uncertainty is killing me. And it's funny, you know, JB. You keep messing up my man's name. All I keep thinking about is if we keep the 7th pick, that's gonna be our guy. And I didn't even know about the odds at all, Brandon. Taylor Hendricks. Son is gonna be the guy. That's gonna be the guy, man. If we keep 7, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm just worried, man. Listen, I'm not looking for someone to console me, man.
Did you scratch your head from today's trade? Because I did. I didn't like it.
Well, hold on. I just got off work. It was a long day. I haven't seen anything, man. And I just realized you guys are on. So this has been one of those days for me. So tomorrow I'm taking it easy at work.
Let me fill you in on today's trade.
Don't break his heart.
It's a head scratcher because I don't understand it. And to me, you just pissed it away. I know it has to do with money. Decon, before we say the trade, we were all in agreement that the Pacers, even Kevin Pritchard said, they weren't going to keep all 5 picks that they had.
No way.
Right, they were going to make a move. So what they did today is that they traded the 29th and the 32nd pick in the draft. So 3 picks, we have 6, 2 picks between 6 spots there. So 29 and 32 went to the Nuggets. For the 40th pick in this year's draft and the 2024 first-round pick of the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that pick is the worst of the 4 that the Thunder have next year. It has to be the worst one in order.
So wait a minute. That doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
No, listen, I don't want, because I want to go, that's an ancillary, right? So we weren't thinking those picks are going to be making a difference with it. But my problem with that is, JB, we talked about this. Dale Davis Jr., if he would have been at that 26, would have been a good lick. What are we doing with 40, right? And then the Oklahoma City's fourth best pick.
Well, there's some of us on this. There's some of us that don't necessarily believe that Dale Davis Jr. Is going to be there at pick 26. I think he's going to go into teams. He might be around the high.
Well, you can still get Dale Davis Jr. at 26. We still have 26, but we traded 29 and 32.
Okay, got you. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
He's not going to be.
We got two first rounds, and then we've got three second round picks. Is what we got.
Basically, the first round pick next year of Oklahoma City is most likely going to be between 21 and 30.
Well, we've got four number ones, right? So we just broke even.
Exactly. It made no sense to me.
Unless there's. Been looking at next year saying, but see, here's my problem with that. Man, next year ain't promised, Mr. Pritchard. If you wet the bed, Mr. Pritchard, this is it. Well, Larry Bird's back, so he'll be there for the next freaking 10 years. you all know I'm right, too. So this is the summer, man. This is the move summer. This is tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
Oh, man.
Somebody on Twitter messaged me while we were talking about this trade earlier and said that, it's okay. The Pacers got that middle in the 20s pick next year. They can spend it on Bronny James Jr.
I'm not coming here.
Oh, my gosh, man. See, Brandon, you know, we're good and all that, man, but you, man, come on, man. Stop talking about that.
Telling you what the people are telling me on Twitter, man. I got to bring the news
now. There's no way he's going to play anywhere else other than his father wants him to play, period. So that, and it ain't in Indiana. I'm not shitting you. I'm working a half a day tomorrow, and I'm going to start firing up the tequila early. I've got about six people with me tomorrow. I'm telling you, man. Oh, man.
Hey, man, hold on. Do you believe that LeBron James next year, Chi Manning, the NBA draft? That's what you're saying.
Listen, man. Come on, man. JB, come on. Come on. See,
Archie Manning said, I don't think my son's going to be playing for the San Diego Chargers. And he never did.
This is bad all around.
See, I gave him bad news. I had to break it to you, man.
And, you know, the crazy part is I said, well, I'm going to get some extra stuff done Wednesday so I can ease into my day Thursday.
Don't worry. We still may trade the pick tomorrow.
It would be bad news if we said we picked Grady Dick at pick seven.
That's Deacon. I just told Jonathan, I had a nightmare. Two nights ago, I woke up out of a dream from bed that we drafted Grady Dick at seven, and we traded Miles Turner and Ben Mathurin away, and we got Grady Dick. It was the worst nightmare I've ever had.
Well, and all seriousness, Trace Jackson Davis did work out for the Pacers.
Well, he had a great workout.
They won't
but
pick
so
him at seven.
40,
I don't think. Go ahead.
So maybe they're thinking 29 is 40. I mean,
maybe they
can get a very similar player at 29 and 40, right? And then you have an opportunity to parlay into another number one pick. So maybe they're thinking Oklahoma City is going to be just as bad next year, and that maybe it will turn 29 and 21.
I don't think so, though.
But look, I really
think Oklahoma makes their playoff push, not no deep playoff push. I think they make it. They become the eighth seed, the seventh seed. Next year, and give a couple teams a scare. They got nothing but fresh layers coming off that bench next year, and the kid they drafted this year who didn't get to play. And they got a pick. They pick at pick 11. They pick at pick 11 this year, I think.
Well, but again, but here's the thing. Those guys, we talked about this, you know, 7 to about 14-ish is about the same. I'm going to tell you this, right? Been watching a lot, and, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing a lot of good things. I've always said it anyway. Pushifino for the fighting Mike's. I got a feeling, man, he's going to be a back-end lottery pick. I think he's going to be 10, 11,
okay.
9.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't surprise me.
Not the Pacers. They can't stretch and pull him at 7. Well, somebody else could,
though. Hold on. He's a year – he went a year early, okay? We all know that.
But I think so. He probably could have stayed one more year.
Who,
it would have been more powerful.
Who are you going to get that's going to be markedly different than – I mean, I'm not saying I'm advocating to pick him, but I'm just being realistic. Who are you going to get
that's going to be markedly different? The one and done from Kentucky, Casey Wallace. Hushifino's going to be a better offensive player than him.
That's my point, right? So – Mm-hmm. So, because again, my thought process is I do believe Halliburton's going to sign his extension, right? I do next offseason.
You think so?
I think he will.
I don't know.
Brandon was wishing bad on him. I'm just giving you what's going to happen. He's going to get people talking his ear that USA basketball.
We had the 500 show a couple weeks ago, man. And Brandon was, hey, man, he said, just because you're running the race. Just because they let you drive the pace car don't mean you go stick around here, man.
What happened to Victor? He drove it.
So with that said,
Victor didn't hit the hammer. He didn't hit the bell.
So with that said, wouldn't Pushifino be a guy then? He would be a guy then. Because guess what?
You got to have some brass cojones to pick Pushifino at 7. I don't know. I don't know if anybody down there at Gamers got the brass cojones. Like, hold on, Brandon. DeKalb, while we got you, I hope you got some time. Like, there was this indirect way Brandon had pitched this, like, where the Heat, like, were going to pick at pick 3. Who do you think, like, Pat Riley? If Pat Riley gets to pick 3, he goes swing for the fences. I get what you're saying, DeKalb, swing for the fences. If Pushifino translates that someday he going to be in the next 3 to 4 seasons, Jamal Murray, you'd better draft him now instead of drafting for position. But I like drafting for position. I really do. I like drafting for position. Maybe that's why the Pacers are where they are.
But let me ask you this, all right? So we've still got a lot of good young players. Not great, good young players.
No, Jalen Smith got to go. Jalen Smith got to go, man.
No,
he got to go.
No. Listen what I'm saying. If we could marry him up with the kid from Kentucky and be one player, it would be okay. But I'm talking about in the backcourt. We've got a lot of good young players there, right? We got about 4 guys that, and I'm not talking about the backup point guard, right? But I'm talking about guys that can play. The Steelers draft was last year, the second round kid out of Gonzaga, right? So
right.
I think we've got some opportunity there, and I think he can play, right? But the thing is, if you're going to get a guy, if you're going to keep 7, and we're spitballing, right? If you are keeping 7, I think you got to swing for the fences. I don't think you get we need a power forward, so we're going to get the guy
right.
who's a power forward, who's a good college player in college. I think you
mm-hmm.
got you. What do they have to lose, man? Because they still got –
Pritchard don't have the balls to do it.
here's what I'm saying this. There has to be a trade. The Pacers has to make, and I ain't talking about the crap they did today. I'm talking about there has to be a real legitimate trade, right? So to ease some of your pain in that backcourt and, to your point, in that frontcourt with Washington and Smith.
If they pick Pushifino and roll that out there next year, that was what in the world? It would make them look a little differently offensively.
But listen to what I'm saying. Can't be your mm-hmm. own. Hey, but JB, that can't be mm-hmm. your only pick is what I'm saying. You got to still do some trade stuff, right? You've got to make things happen. The kid in – I'm telling you.
Okay, yeah.
Since Beal went to Denver, I believe – and no one – not me. It was a guy on one of the call-in shows on NBA.com.
called in. He talked about the Boston deal. I talked to you guys about Jalen going to Portland mm-hmm. with that three-peat mm-hmm. coming back. And he, I swear, I was like, is this my twin? He said the same thing, and they kind of scoffed at him. But you think
not
about
Reggie.
It, man. I know, right? but to the point, we've got to make multiple trades, player trades, not draft pick trades. Is a type of guy is your guy. I'm telling you, and yes, I'm a Mike fan. You all know that, right? I think Hutchinson, based off of what I've saw and what I'm hearing, there's a lot of national guys that are in love with this dude. Not in like, in love
right.
with this guy.
Right, which is right, which is why I kind of got him pegged going to Atlanta. I can't remember where Atlanta, right? I got him kind of got to go and peg going to Atlanta. And if that's the case, man, like, they're going to really have a real crowded backcourt with him and Trae
right,
Young and
right,
Deshaun
right.
Murray.
Think about Collins. Collins, they've been talking about Collins as much as they talked about Ralph Sampson going to the Lakers when he was in the early years, right? Collins is moving. Collins is moving. Collins is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Collins may be that guy. He's an athletic guy. He needs a fresh
mm-hmm.
start. He's been in the city in Atlanta. He's seen all that. Maybe he's a guy that we want to look at and want to target. And that's that tie-in with that Hutchinson. Hutchinson can't be the only move you make, right? What I mean by that is the draft, and you don't make the
right.
trade. It has
right.
to accompany some other thing. And if it means sending someone or a couple of guys, I didn't realize
man.
We had the kid from Indiana, from Boston. He's got 2 years left on his the light-skinned kid that we got from Boston in the state.
You're trying to make the Pacers super dangerous, man. They can't do all these moves, man.
John wants to get Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, man.
I was just joking. That's they it. Can't get. They're not going to trade with Lauri Markkanen.
But you follow what I'm saying? We got to do something.
Yeah.
If we
yeah.
go, if you say Hutchinson, you've got to pair it with a move or two. It can't
right.
be one, right? So that's the. And this is the problem. Well, they're going to pick so-and-so at seven. But you don't know what's next, what the next move is. And if the next move is something like that, yeah, we have an opportunity. But I'm looking – I want them to be the Wild Wild West tomorrow. I want them just swinging.
Man,
they've
the next
so
move for the Pacers.
They've been so conservative. Just swing,
oh, wow.
man.
Yeah.
That GM won't
swing.
Be, man. That GM's your softest GM. He's going to play it safe.
Yeah.
Brandon,
and
call that man
soft.
Brandon
we'll be
called Kevin Pritchard soft.
37 and 45.
Cut that audio. Put it up there.
So listen, do y'all want me to go live tomorrow? Because it'll be me. I'm taking my the tornado. I think Cott Jr. is coming too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they've heard me cussing before, so it's not like they haven't heard me cussing and stuff. But
you can, because I know being
yeah.
– actually, Decon, this is what we'll do. So after the draft, after the Pacers have made their pick or their trade, whichever comes first, and if somehow they trade back to 14 or whatever, we'll wait. But afterwards, we will do a Facebook StreamYard Facebook Live just to talk about
okay.
the pick and what will happen, and we'll make sure I'll send you the link that we can bring you on. It'll be the three of us.
Okay. And what I'll do, I'll sit outside because, you know, it's going to be Karma at the Epicenter down there, right downtown. Carmel, that's the Sun King
Midtown.
Room. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice, man, nice. And I'll go downstairs because there's an area, I remember when I was there a couple years ago, that's kind of quiet, and I'll go live for sure. And I'll have my boys with me, too.
If we get home in time, I may even shower. I may just meet you down there. I don't know yet.
Listen, you're all in. I've got enough. Thanks, man. I've got enough seats where you can come. I can make it happen.
I literally live 5 minutes from the place. So.
Well, you got no excuse not to come down there with me, then, man. We can take some selfies, man, and clown a little bit. I would love that, man.
So we'll see what time we get back from this thing tomorrow night. But I think it should be
yeah.
time because I don't think the thing starts till 8 o'clock. So
yeah.
we'll do a StreamYard.
The party's from 6 to 10. The party's from
okay.
6 to 10. But I'm gonna be. Listen, man. I'm not working Friday. Actually, Friday's my wedding anniversary. So I'm not doing. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me about it. I've already got big plans, but I'm not doing nothing
Thursday. I'll be there all night. I'm going to be there until the draft ends Thursday night, just so you know.
Okay, okay.
Wait for the
Man, I can't wait for tomorrow night. One way or another, we're going to have some content.
Definitely, for sure.
And I told John we may have content during the day tomorrow during our golf outing. Now we may have to go live if craziness happens.
I hope not. I hope not. I don't know. No, I can't take any more, man. We just got to stay with this, and let's see what happens, and let's just go from there. And I'm hoping no other moves to be made. And like
the Pacers received Zion Williamson, Mario Morris.
You know, if that means swinging for the fences that way, I'll take it. Because you just don't know, Heather.
Thank you, sir.
Because you just don't know. So if we swing, well, let's hope we swing for the fences and see what happens. But Brandon, message me tomorrow during the day or something, man. Let me know how things are going. Because I'll be in chill mode probably after 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
This Pacers draft.
Yeah,
Brandon,
man. Those are my boys, man. Y'all know that, man. Those are my boys, man. So we'll see what happens. I'll see what
We let you go, D-Cot, before this show, Paul George on his way out of the Clipper land. Have you heard this?
Man, listen, I saw something that said they're considering breaking them up or something. Listen, man, it was a sham. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You too. It was a sham anyway. You know, he did that summer deal with the Olympic guys. They talked him into leaving. Hey, you know what? He's a rich man. I'll never knock a rich man, but he didn't get his prize that he didn't get his prize that he wanted, and good for him. You know, he had the city at his hands. He quit on the Pacers the year before he left anyway, and
damn,
that's what
Andrew
he did, right?
Andrew looked at
this. I told you guys the game he quit. If you look back when we played against the Hawks, Tornado and I were on the floor. He was trying to get Puffy with. So I forget who it was. Dwight Howard at the time. Dwight Howard was Atlanta, and none of his teammates came to back him up. He was just bumping his gums about nothing, and basically they came and got him. But it was like, come on, man, stop! What are you doing? So he quit. He quit. He gave up. So and people said, well, he didn't give. Yes, he did. I was there. So point being is, I really don't care about Paul George, to be quite honest.
Oh,
he cares.
Man. Well, you know
I don't.
I got one thing. Before we let you go for real, Brandon, I got mad, man, because he said he don't care about Paul George. I know someday he does care about. He care about that Alabama whining. Care about that Alabama whining about the A-game schedule. I forgot, Brandon.
Let me break this down to you.
They was whining about playing a – man, they won. But hold on. Now everybody whining. Brandon and D-Cott, everybody whining in the schedule makers for the next two seasons. Oh, man, we got to play Texas. Oh, man, we got to play Oklahoma. Oh, man, now the reality is hitting on you. The SEC then bought and paid for you. That's what they
a closed mouth doesn't get fed, JB. There's no way. And you do not agree with the first offer of negotiation. Come on, JB, you know this.
Bam.
Everything's a negotiation, man. I wouldn't want a 9-game schedule if I was them either. You know why? And I'm going to just say it why. Don't you get everybody's best? You get everybody's best, man. There's no off games, man.
That's what we were told. Bama's the best.
Listen. Well, who told you that, though? You told yourself that. I didn't tell you.
No.
What I'm saying to you is, it's simple. No one goes at another team like they go against Bama. And I get that, right? But that's what you get. You got guys. Everybody's getting their best to them, man. Come on, man. That's 8 games in the SEC is like 12 games in the Big Ten. What difference does it make?
Let me
slide this. Did you all see the kid who reclassified 2 grades up? He shunned Florida, and he's going to be playing for the Fighting Lane Kiffins this fall from the Florida quarterback commit. The kid was going into his junior – listen, yes, going into his junior year, grade point average 5.4. He's basically an effing genius. Look it up.
Why did he go to Alabama?
Well, Alabama probably didn't pay enough money. But my point being, the guy went to the Fighting Lane Kiffins, Oxford, Mississippi's own, man. My cousin called me. She's like, she's an Ole Miss grad, and she's just going crazy, right? The kid's a junior, going to his junior year this year, supposedly, reclassified 2 years, man.
Brandon,
unprecedented.
Brandon, before we let DeKai go, I just want to remind him, before we let him go, that the SEC title banner is going to be hung up in Baton Rouge this year.
I would doubt that very seriously. You know why? I'm gonna tell you simply why. Cause they gotta come to Bama. That's why. They're gonna be good. They're not gonna be like horrible. They're gonna be really good, man.
I'm gonna give
you guys a little heads up. There's a lot of talk about the quarterback position in Bama, right?
Right.
Jalen Milroe is going to be the starting quarterback. And I promise you, by the end of the season, they're going to be talking about him like they talked about Jalen Hurts his sophomore year. I'm giving you all that lean.
Brandon,
there's a lot of smoke and mirrors down there. You said what, JB?
I passed out. Jalen, we let Jalen Hurts level already?
No. I didn't say listen. Listen, I said they're gonna be talking about him like they did Jalen Hurts his second year at the end of the season. Remember when he was you don't remember probably. He was SEC Player of the Year. I'm telling you, that I didn't say he's gonna be SEC Player of the Year. The talk is gonna be about why did we even think there was a competition?
I understand.
Watch.
I understand.
See it. But listen, fellas, I'm gonna be chatting with you guys all day tomorrow. Because I'm going to be mean to my employees and everybody else.
Don't be mean.
I'm telling you, man, I probably shouldn't go to work, but I'm going. And I'm not going to be I'm going to be very cantankerous. Yeah, I learned that word a few weeks ago.
Credit to you.
Keep you guys posted. And listen, Brandon, if you're in, just text me, message me or whatever, man. I'll come down and grab you. No worries at all. My God.
Sounds good. All right, DeKai, get some rest tonight. Drink some of that Pepto.
Oh man, you know what's funny? I should take a small bottle with me to the party, man. And
man.
You know what? That's what I'll do. I'll do that, and I'll take a picture and I'll post it.
There we go. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate you guys so much. Really do. I'll be in touch tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely, man.
Right,
this dude, man, we went down many wormholes with DeKai, man. Pacers, NBA, SEC football, Bama.
He said SEC 8-game schedule is stronger than a Big Ten 12.
Man, listen here, man. Listen, IU, that's a shot at you, IU Bloomington. DeKai sent a shot at IU Bloomington. DeKai sent a shot at Nebraska. But
at Ohio State. Michigan.
Ohio State will hold their own against anybody in the SEC.
Think so?
Michigan, I don't know.
Okay. Wow, a lot of fire was brought out there, man. Pepto tomorrow night for DeKai. By the way, we'll be sponsored by Pepto. We need to get that sponsorship. So, let's see. Wyndham Clark, John, won the U.S. Open. We just got a couple minutes left. Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open. The course, man, the players killed the course first round. Everybody just Ricky Fowler and them. 8-under, 10-under, and then they kind of just, maintained. The course came back a little bit on Sunday, but, Rory turned into the Rory of the Open from last year. He just couldn't make a putt. Dude just cannot make a putt, which is crazy. Rory's last win, major win, I believe, was it was back in 2014 when he won the Open.
Is that the same place where
it's going to be this year?
No, he's behind, man. He's behind. And it's not like he's not, not going to be considered a great, but at one point they thought he was on pace, like Tiger Woods on pace, not necessarily with the fan following. Right, but with enough majors, and like he's kind of falling off track, man. So maybe he needs to go to the Ball State Golf Center as well, man. Rory, we need a fourth, don't we?
No, we got four now. We got four.
Oh, sweet. All right, man.
And we got a ringer. So.
Okay.
We might end up winning this damn thing tomorrow. So, you want to talk a little, anything else on the Ball State golf outing tomorrow and everything before we wrap?
Well,
I mean, we're going to have good content,
photos,
interviews.
Before we wrap, though, Brandon, I tried to get Danny Bridges from the Indianapolis Recorder to come in, man, but it was a short notice, man. But, like, dude, I want to just chime in a little bit about two things before we wrap, man. You forgot. You got to talk about the Reds, man, and, like, what Votto came through, dude. Like, dude,
yeah.
I thought the second coming had happened, man, when Joey Votto walked out there, dude. You know what I mean? But, like, no, man, with the Reds, I know in like mid-April, he might kind of checked our shows when me and Brandon were kind of talking. It was kind of like a sort of a shit show, to
yep.
be honest with you. What we thought with the Reds, they had just re-upped with the pitcher. And, you know, and he had been doing well. His name escapes me right now. Shame on me. But he had, you know what I'm saying, he had got like a $60 million or $40 million contract, something crazy, right? And the bats hadn't come to life and like some other things hadn't come. De La Cruz. Got a call up and boom, he shot. You know what I'm saying? He's been a part of the magic. And like I said, man, Joey Votto is
back.
Came back.
Andrew Abbott was called up. And he's 3-0. Andrew Abbott 3-0 hasn't already given up a single run. He may give up a run today. I didn't actually look at the box score yet, but he came up. You've got the I can't think of his name. Gosh dang it! First baseman or the other guy for the. Can't think of his name. Give me a second here. Escape mine. Matt McClain came up.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, he crushed.
He was crushing. Will Benson, he came up. He's hitting. Man, they've brought. I told you they had a great team, as JMV said, our friend of the show. They've got a hell of a team in the farm system. And they just said, screw it, let's bring all the guys up, and they are playing like crazy right now. 11 game winning streak.
Right.
They take on tomorrow. They start a 3-game series with the Braves. Or 4-game series with the Braves.
And that's a test. That's going to be a test.
And it
will
be because the Braves have won 7 in a row themselves. So,
yeah.
Sorry, 3 games. The Reds are off tomorrow. Starting Friday, 3 games against the Braves at home, and the Braves have won 7 straight themselves. After that, they're the Orioles. So, but, man,
like
they called the guys up, and they started playing well.
Right. Yeah, man, I just want to touch a little bit. I know folks get on us, man, you know what I'm saying, I'll run when the show's off. I mean, you didn't talk about the Cubs, you didn't talk about the Reds, you didn't talk about
– Cubs are the second best team right now in baseball right now is the Cubs.
There you go. There you go, y'all. But, like, no, man, then,
second hottest team.
I wanted to get Danny on. He's unfortunately going to have to come on with us sometime later on, maybe like 2 weeks or so. When the Indy I think there's another race coming in July in the mid-Ohio. But, dude, Alex Palou won this past weekend's race. He's been tearing up. I do believe Alex Palou is still the points leader. Joseph Newgarden, who, you know what I'm saying, somebody on this line not named Brandon Reeve, actually had questioned his credibility before he won the 500. But, like, dude, he's been tearing up as well, man. So, those are kind of the two names that everybody should be, if you're still following IndyCar, and I know you do because you listen to our show, right? Those are two names you should be kind of, you know what I'm saying, if you still play some bets, right? Joseph Newgarden and Alex Palou, man, because like I said, they're telling up either winning races or leading in points, man. Other than that, Brandon, isn't NASCAR kind of come back here to the Circle City?
It will be that same weekend IndyCar's here. NASCAR, IndyCar the same weekend in July.
Let's go, man. So everybody knows.
So both of them were on the road course. I did hear IMS President Doug Bowles say that next year, the 30th anniversary of the Brickyard, he hasn't ruled out that maybe NASCAR will bring him back to the Oval for the 30th year anniversary.
Wow. So exciting stuff. Exciting stuff happened down at the Indiana Motor Speedway, man. But other than that, man.
My last thing for you, man. Hey, man, you're going to have to find a new morning show. ESPN's going to scrap your boys.
Dude, I did not know. So, all right, how many minutes? I know we got a little bit of minutes.
We got six.
Time
go ahead.
So, like, there's some shows that I will give credibility to other than my own, other than, you know what I'm saying, Crossroads Sports, that I kind of, like, okay, I listen to because, like, I think, does this mean, the dismantling of the show, does this mean that those personalities go away or they go absorb into some other entity? Because I quite honestly, I think Jay Williams has made himself somewhat of a brand. And maybe he gets interjected into some other midday show.
I don't know why nobody – like, dude, me and you are junkies on this, man. I listen to the radio all the time, more so probably in the overnight than so more so – in the early morning than in the afternoon. You know what I mean? Their show is one of the best. Max Kellerman, Jay Williamson, and Keyshawn is kind of level. It had enough of sensationalism and enough, like, new stuff and, like, realness to it, man, and you tell me it kind of going away. So, I'm like, maybe does that mean the local guys here they go back to being at 6 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? I know they're up for the task. You know what I mean?
We're trying to get that midday show here, me and you.
Man, let's go for it. I had to, you know what I'm saying, get my professionalism up, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't be, you know what I'm saying, coming in late and, you know what I'm saying, half in the bag or half sleep. You know what I'm saying? Still doing crossroads sports, man, or anything like that, man. We can't have that. But, like, nah, man, so, like, yeah, the market has kind of changed, man. There's always been rumors, man. I know our good buddy Dan Dockage. I mean, shout out to Dan Dockage. He had been, you know what I'm saying, I still follow Dan Dockage, man.
Is he alive still? I ain't seen anything about him besides
still alive,
politics.
Dan, 3 weeks ago, had said massive layoffs, man, because he had heard about what's going on. He keeps his ear to the street from, like, what's going to happen in ESPN because he probably wants back in. You know what I mean? That's that part too, man. So he had said about 3 weeks ago or so, man, that there was going to be some layoffs coming. I kind of wondered, you know what I'm saying, who was going to be on the football side. You know what I'm saying? ESPN is kind of, they need to trim some of the fat. There's a lot of people overpaid there, man. And, you know what I'm saying, I think what's his name? The SVJ. He's not coming back at some point. So, I mean, there's always, I mean, you know, why are you listening to anyone, man? You should be listening to us. Say whatever.
On Fox Sports, who they put with Skip next?
I don't think he's with anybody yet. I watched the whole episode of Cowherd with Rick Bucher, but that was strictly NBA stuff.
Yeah.
You know
I like Cowherd. I think we've talked about it before.
Cowherd and what's their name? They can't put them together. They'll explode. Cowherd and
no.
Skip Bayless, they'll explode. They won't put them together. So I don't know what happens with Skip.
That one girl got fired again. From her, she left ESPN, and then because she was, I don't want to get deep into it.
Yeah, don't speculate.
She was a race baiter. Jemele Hill. Okay. She blocked
Jemele
me on
Hill
Twitter. I think she did, and she blocked me on Twitter still. So.
How did you get blocked by Jemele Hill? I'm not blocked by Jemele Hill on Twitter.
She blocked me, man. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we are two different people, but I get it. Okay, all right. We'll try to get a picture.
Jemele Hill blocked me. Her and Josina Anderson have both blocked me.
Really?
Yeah, it's so wild. No clue what I did. But, yeah, blocked by both. Shout out me. Josina Anderson. I don't know what I did to her, but she blocked me. So, anyways, we want to thank our sponsors, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, and Wiseman Logistics. Without you three, we would not be able to do this, do the things we love. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing tomorrow. We're going to have a great day with the Ball State Golf coach, Mike Fleck, and the Ball State Golf team raising money for them. Golf outing tomorrow, good food, good drinks, good camaraderie. Me and John are going to film some content tomorrow morning. Up at Ball State at the Performance Center. We're going to check it out. We're going to get photos up there. Probably going to get a video, too, with Coach Fleck just talking about the Performance Center, those different things. We're excited. We've been trying to get this on the books for how long, John? A year or so now?
I like at least 2 years, man. Yeah.
At least 2 years. So, yeah, we're getting up there tomorrow. It's working out in our schedule. So we're going to be up there early tomorrow morning. Filming that and then heading to the golf course to have some fun the rest of the afternoon. And who knows, we may have to break some news during the golf outing with some Pacer stuff. Who knows? But, John, I'll let you kind of wrap us, my man. Get yourself, catch Walking Dead. If you ain't doing anything tonight, no sports on, go watch Walking Dead tonight. We'll recap it tomorrow.
Right, man. Since you gave the non-spoiler, man, earlier edition of Crossroads Sports Back Night, man, great episode. Thanks, B-Cott. For blowing it up for us, man. We covered a lot with D-Cott. We covered a lot tonight, man. So, folks, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an NBA fan, get your popcorn. Tomorrow is another great, you know what I'm saying, edition of the NBA, man. It's another one of their peak shows, what they display. The NBA draft lottery, man. A lot of people's lives are going to be changed tomorrow. bet your bottom dollar tomorrow, Victor Wembanyama is going to be number one, and I'm going to be there to watch it, you know what I'm saying, be glued, man. But outside of that, man, I think it's going to be wild kind of night, man, of where kind of guys.
And we will go live. We'll do a Facebook Live thing after the Pacers pick.
Right, and dreams are made, and, you know what I'm saying, grandmothers and mothers and girlfriends will be crying, and, you know, even pops would be over there crying, you know what I mean, puddle, because your son just made himself a millionaire, and, you know what I mean, and all that. So, no, man, great. We'll be down to Boston tomorrow, man. Return to Muncie, return to the Mecca, return where me and Brandon, we're kind of the alumni, kind of, you know what I'm saying, our alumni journey started. So, man, I can't wait tomorrow, man. I'll be good. I'm gushing right now, ear to ear. I know it's radio. You can't see it, but tomorrow you get to see all the video you want from Crossroads Sports. I'm Jonathan Burson. That's Brandon Reeve. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.